It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
We're going to let's make sure we got some sound here. Let's hear it. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Tianyang Lu is going to play now, accompanied on the piano by, I'm sorry.
That's Christina.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tianyang. That was something. Tianyang Lu, live on yesterday's show. Several texters reported that they could hear some sort of, what they thought was someone breathing. And he was actually a lot like, who's that lady in the tennis, the female tennis who makes that grunting noise?
Capriati.
Most of them do that. I think she did it, though.
Monica Sharapova.
Yeah. Anyway,
does it. Yeah.
He, while he played, sort of did a sort of a snorting thing. Which the microphones could pick up.
We thought somebody was snoring.
But
I got crap yesterday from one of our neighbors because they heard that over the broadcast. That was so disrespectful for you guys to make fun of him by snoring because you thought it was boring. That was really beautiful music, and you guys need to open up your
mouth. Oh, no kidding. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, that's just part of his show.
That is a
deep
part of
it. Well, usually you don't hear it because it's not close mic.
And buried in an orchestra, right?
I couldn't believe how loud it was. And I couldn't even look at Spike. I don't know if you were paying attention to the bassist or if you saw what was going on over here, but Beavis and Butthead.
We looked at you like,
once we realized that he was making those noises, I just kept picturing somebody in the back like snoring and how funny that scene would be. And once the texter started saying, is somebody snoring? What's going on in there? I couldn't look at Spike because I was going to laugh too hard.
Yeah, and I didn't even kind of hardly notice it because I was just so enraptured with the music.
Not me. He was raptured with the snoring.
It was something. I love that lady, the piano player. She was great, too.
Yeah.
All of that is on our website, bobrivers.com. Just search Tian, T-I-A-N.
Yeah, T-I-A-N. Yep.
And then you'll find it because I think he's the only Tian we've ever had on the show.
He's tomorrow night, right? He's playing, Eric, tomorrow night at the U somewhere? It was a Thursday night performance, so you still have a chance to get out and see this guy play?
He is at Seattle Pacific University's McKinley Hall tomorrow night at 7:30.
Yeah. Great, great show.
Sit in the back so you can't hear the snoring, though.
Well, you won't hear it from stage, I think.
I would hope.
Good morning, everybody. It's Bob Rivers along with Spike O'Neill. Downtown Joe's out sick today. Jody in the newsroom, Eric Corman on the phones, and Pedro Bartez behind the scenes. Boy, lots of... it's funny how all of the things we talked about yesterday made large news all day. And it, to me, it's weird. Like, when I hear us talking about the little girl with the messed up face at QFC and how the whole thing was a scam.
KFC.
KFC. Sorry, my favorite grocery store. But I. But anyhow, when we talk about it, I figure, well, that's our job to report and expose these little viral scams and things like that. But then when I see it on the evening news as the one of the biggest news stories of the nation, that feels even more wrong.
Why?
Because they're hijacked by social media, too. A news organization, like, we're not a news organization. No offense, Jody.
I know.
But we don't have teams of reporters. We don't have choppers. Choppers.
Can you picture? River Show Chopper.
Bob River Show Chopper.
Bob, I'm over top of this backup on the northbound on fire.
Well,
just
but I mean,
18 today. A semi-truck fire is out completely now, but the backup.
CBS has, you know, CBS has bureaus all over the world whose job it is to learn what's important, what needs to be reported, what's being talked about. And all they're doing is sitting on Twitter. Or NBC, you know. Anyway, so but it turns out that, of course, that thing was a scam. And the entire news world bit hook, line, and sinker.
And Joe yesterday said, too, KFC's been just vilified. Or they were for a week. They were just hung out to dry. Boycotts, you know, this massive Facebook social media campaign to never go back. Because if that's how they're going to treat a little girl who's had a horrible accident, I mean, they were completely, completely innocent. And they decided to do the right thing by letting the girl keep the $30,000 donation they made to her.
Is that the right thing?
By letting him keep it, you mean?
I'd take the money back if I was KFC.
That would do them more harm than good. It might be that might be the right thing to do, but it would do them more harm than good.
Why?
Because the victim there is going to be the little girl again. She's going to miss the opportunity to...
It's her own fault. It's her grandmother's fault.
Well, those are two different people.
No, they're not. Same. It's your family. If your family screws you up, it's not KFC's job to fix it. I think she'd take the money back.
Totally.
I'm
with you.
It's gonna
and they should deep fry it and serve it with fries
right.
and potato wedges.
Crispy former donation money.
Yeah.
The new KFC cash bucket.
The cash bucket.
You want to know the newest fast food story?
Is there another fast food story? See, this is amazing to me what's happened to the news cycle. There's a fast food story every day. Yes, what's today's fast food story?
Today's fast food story is a man in Jamaica, Queens, walked into a McDonald's with a knife sticking out of his back.
How does that involve fast food?
Because he walked into a McDonald's.
Oh, well, people walk into a McDonald's all the time. But...
Well, let's say that you were dining in a McDonald's.
Did McDonald's give him $30,000 and apologize for his wound?
Let's say
see, that would be the same thing.
Right. It keeps happening.
Say you're on a lovely date with your wife at McDonald's, taking her to the dollar menu, and a guy walks in with a huge butcher knife stuck in his back and a white T-shirt so you could see all of the blood running down his back.
Yeah. Oh, admittedly, it's not a normal day, but McDonald's has nothing to do with this, right?
Well, did he go in seeking help? Help me, I've been stabbed. Or did he go in looking for the... two Big Macs for $5.
Yeah.
Well,
because it ends soon. He doesn't want to miss the opportunity.
He was actually very calm, but everybody in the restaurant freaked out. Mm-hmm. And they all helped him, which is nice. Well, they didn't just run away.
Did he go in looking for help? Was that why he went in?
He was calm. I think he was in shock.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, apparently today's big viral story, and I've already heard about it several times today, is this soccer player from Uruguay.
Yeah.
Can you explain this, Pedro?
Well, yesterday we were watching the game with Eric here in the studio. Luis Suarez from Uruguay, one of those plays that happens in the box, nothing happened, and all of a sudden you see this Italian guy, the other player, running towards the referee and showing something on his shoulder. And not even the announcers knew what it was at the beginning because you barely see it.
So you didn't actually see the bite happen, you just saw the aftermath.
But then there was a close-up of the camera, but you know, there are 20,000 cameras now. During a game, and you can clearly see him just biting this player, the Italian player.
So why did why did he bite the Italian
because
player?
Because that's what he does.
Exactly.
That's his nickname, is cannibal, and that's what he
that's
does that all the time?
Thing. Yeah.
There's a Vine going on, you know, Vine's quick 6-second video clips that are like little montages that people put together. He bit three dudes in the vine, just like chomp, chomp, chomp.
Okay. Next logical question. Why is he allowed to play in any league?
Well, last year he was suspended for 10 games because he bit a guy in the arm. And then in 2010, he was suspended for 7 games for biting a guy in the neck. And if you want to know what this sounds like, this is what Pedro's talking about when it happened yesterday.
Oh, and a clash inside the penalty area involving Chiellini. It's also left his Uruguayan opponent Suarez clutching his face.
What's Chiellini claiming here?
Ooh.
Dare I say it, that he's had a little bite at Chiellini.
Ooh. Surely not again.
Uh-oh.
Surely not again.
Surely not again.
The head
again.
Certainly went in Chiellini's direction. Well, if that was a bite, and we've yet to see conclusive proof, then that's the third time that Luis Suarez has committed that particular crime. Once in Holland, where he became known quickly as the cannibal, and then, more famously, against Branislav Ivanovic of Chelsea in an EPL game.
But by the way, he's so well known about doing this. He'd done it so many times in the past that 167 people in Norway yesterday, I mean, before the World Cup, they bet it. They bet that he was going to bite somebody during the World Cup.
So it's a line, maybe even in Vegas.
Is he going to bite somebody?
Will he bite somebody?
Wow. They made a lot of money with this.
Surely not again.
Now, can he keep doing this and keep becoming more famous as the cannibal? I love it. I think it's great.
He's going to be suspended. I mean, it's a pity for you.
An occasional suspension. I'd love to get suspended from this show once in a while, especially when it's sunny outside.
Another 10 days off for biting his cowhouse?
Yeah.
Surely not again.
Let me chomp on your arm.
Surely not
again. It seems to be a calculated move at this point in Rivers' career.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing he's premeditated.
Well, that's what made me wonder, too. Is this guy gets so engrossed in the moment of the game that he can't control himself and his natural, from since he was a little kid, when the going gets tough, I'm going to bite your ass.
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, not ass, shoulder and
shoulder,
arm.
Whatever's available.
Yeah.
You should ask his mom. Imagine interviewing his mom.
He does have some scary teeth.
His Italian mom.
I don't know.
He's got like shark
teeth.
He's
Uruguayan.
He's got what?
Shark teeth.
Oh. His teeth, I mean, protrude.
So did he bite other kids at school, Mom?
He's funny. We take him to lunch and the chicken nugget. Half the chicken nugget going to one bite.
Yeah, but I mean, did he bite human beings is what I want to know.
He bought his little brother. He bought his little sister.
He bit everybody.
Look at my breastfeed.
The back past tense of bite is he bought them.
Tried to breastfeed him. He's a bottle baby.
All right, thanks.
You betcha. Happy to help. How does this guy not get run off the field, run out of the tournament?
Well, that's
run
the
off
part
the
that's you know, by the third time.
Well, I mean, he paid for every time he bit somebody. Now he's going to pay again, which is bad for Uruguay. This is the best player Uruguay has in the team.
Why. They don't want to lose him.
No, of course not. Yesterday there were press conferences by the coach saying that this is stupid, that they shouldn't punish this guy. It was just the spirit of the moment, that he was just passionate playing, and that's the reason why he beat
really? And you're why they want to forgive him?
Yeah, well, I mean, they love this guy. This guy is the best they have, and their chances now are pretty slim if they lose this guy.
Wow. So they need him. That's interesting. I mean, there are other players in other sports who foul people intentionally. Heck, the NBA, without intentional fouls, they couldn't even close out a game.
Right.
Right?
There are guys who are dirty, rough players, depending on who they play for.
And they spend their violations strategically.
Yeah, totally.
So if this is simply, you know, a category, biting someone, that comes with it a specific fine, and this guy gets ahead and becomes the star player for an entire country, biting is going to be part of the game if you don't get rid of him.
I hear he's dating Hope Solo now. They were emailing back and forth talking about all the stuff they had in common.
Yeah.
Hey, you're violent? Yes,
oh,
I'm violent.
I'm violent, too.
I'm randomly violent.
LOL.
God, I heard that 911 call yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Hope Solo's going psychotic!
Hope Solo is going psychotic. And she was biting too, right?
No, slapping.
Slapping.
We actually have the 911 call from Hope Solo's fight with her sister and nephew.
Oh, this is so sad, but go ahead, play it.
911, what's the location of your emergency? Okay, well, do you need the police or an ambulance? police. Okay, let me get us to the police department.
Beating people up, and we need help.
911 emergency. Caller, do you need police, fire, or medical?
He needs police. Someone's going.
Caller.
It's like a disturbance, altercation going on there.
Okay, did he give you any details?
No, he said some gal was going crazy and hitting people.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then did he disconnect or?
I still hear people in the background, I think.
Caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, we'll get him started, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
He dropped the phone after he...
911 calls are all public. That's why we hear them. Mm-hmm. So, and quickly, too, right? We can get access to a 911 call.
That one was out within 48 hours, right? 72 hours? This guy from Uruguay has been charged by the governing body of soccer, is that FIFA? They've charged him with assaulting an opponent. They could ban him for 2 matches or 24 months. Banning him from international play or his league plays in plays for Liverpool.
Now, when would that take effect?
He's not going to be in. He's immediately, right?
He's done.
He's done in the World Cup.
Yeah, I think he's done for this.
Done
in
the World Cup.
Yeah, it's very.
It's too bad. It's great for ratings.
Oh, that's what I was. We were talking with a soccer fan yesterday, and I mean, soccer is already becoming popular in the United States. After this is what they needed. Now they needed this. They needed a guy biting somebody else to make it even more popular.
Yeah,
he got banned.
Some real fouling is nice. I mean, the flopping is, it's overwhelming.
Oh, they're divers, aren't they?
Huh.
Luis Suarez.
Yep, got a 7-game ban back in 2010 for biting a guy.
Right, we mentioned that.
7-game.
So, Evander Holyfield was asked, of course.
Really?
He tweeted, I guess any part of the body is up for eating. That's what he said. Evander Holyfield. All right. Anyway, that's the world. And what's the World Cup? What's the deal with the U.S.? When do we play again?
Tomorrow? During our show. So at 9 o'clock. Forget about it.
You're gonna stop paying attention? Will I notice?
Well, you won't notice it today either. Because today Argentina plays at 9 o'clock.
Seriously, Argentina is this morning at 9. He'll check out then, so you'll see a little dry run today.
Okay, so Argentina today and the U.S. tomorrow. That's
tomorrow,
good. Yeah. And if the U.S., if I understand, if we even do a tie or a win, we advance.
The good thing, I mean, for the United States is that Germany also, with a tie, advances to the next round.
Mm.
So what if the players just get there and they look at each other and they say, why do we need to play? Let's just have a tie.
And
they both tie and they both advance,
Really, could they do that? That would be collusion.
They've done it in the past.
It's happened in the past? No, it's happened by accident in the past.
No,
they don't do it on purpose.
You can't say that, but there was a World Cup where Germany had a chance to move through with a tie, and these guys passed the ball around all game long. And the game ended in a tie, and both Germany and their opponent moved through.
And our coach is German, so we can,
So they kind of looked at each other and said, if we screw with you, you'll screw with us, so let's not screw with each other.
Why risk injury is one reason to not play all out.
You know, it's slightly concerning that the World Cup is going to be going on at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Pedro's going to be checked out. If everyone's going to be checked out, maybe we should just have a party here. I mean, I know it's last minute, and I know I'm being a little spontaneous, but we do have the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
What do we do in the theater? Just play soccer? No, and all the soccer people are gone.
Put the game on.
Why can't we put the game on?
Oh, put the game on?
Yeah. We should throw a World Cup party.
You're very funny, because we don't have the rights to put the game on.
No, not on the radio. I'm saying we should have a party.
What would we put on the... You know what? I think all the 911 operators should stop working. I think all the air traffic controllers should stop working. I think you're on to something.
No, we should do the show, but also we should have a party.
Oh.
We were discussing this on Monday with a meeting, and we said we already have the halftime show because we have Gary Howe playing live on the show.
Oh, he's playing. Okay, good.
Yeah, so we can actually have the game... And then have the music, and then the end of the game.
See, I'm not the only one who's brilliant.
Right.
Here comes Luciana to back me up.
Sounds good. You guys set it up.
Sunday's game with Portugal, the biggest soccer audience ever in America, ever. 25 million people watched the USA and Portugal on Sunday.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's people are going to be checking out tomorrow at 9.
That's good. People should stop working so hard in this country. Our productivity is way too up.
Seriously, way too up.
So stressful. All right. Anyway, that's the latest. Somebody bit someone's ear, and that's good news for the awareness of the sport. remember yesterday, again, boy, all these stories we did yesterday turned into big deals. Remember the drone that was peeping through a woman's window?
Sure do. 26th floor.
She was all upset. And we said, with technology being the way it is, those guys will be caught soon. I believe Jody was the first to step on that and say, this is not going to be private. Well, it turns out it was a real estate drone. Basically, it was a drone hired to take pictures of real estate, not a spying Peeping Tom drone. And the operator was on TV. Did you see him on TV apologizing up and down yesterday?
Yeah, I saw the apology, but I don't know if I buy that.
Of course you wouldn't believe him.
Well, I mean, it seems really convenient that your panoramic view you need from the building across the street is best acquired right outside the window of a woman out of the shower.
Well, when you're in the sky, mm-hmm. and someone looks out a window at the sky, they're going to see you.
Why can't these two things be tied in? What sells an apartment better than knowing the naked lady lives right beneath
that's
you?
That's true. it occurred to me, too, Spike, that maybe the guy was lying. But if he was lying, I don't think he would have been quite so forthcoming on the TV about his business and apologetic and all of this.
To quote the great Shakespeare, "Methink thou still dost protest too much."
Well, he didn't protest. What he did is he said, let's see. Do you have the report there, Pedro?
Actually, he didn't do it. He spoke on the phone with one of the reporters. He didn't do it.
Como News, yeah. Right. Do you have that? I saw him on TV, too.
Okay, let me find it.
See if you can find it. Turns out the drone belongs to a Portland-based company called Skyrish Imaging. Uh-huh. The owner heard about the story and immediately called Seattle police and contacted the woman via Facebook to apologize.
So when she noticed it and the thing went away, and then when she...
Total coincidence.
Okay, when she picked up her phone, the thing went away again, and then they were all of a sudden, they were done. They got the Photoshop they needed.
Look,
they
do you know women? Do you know how paranoid they are? I'm married to one.
I do.
Honey, it wasn't looking at you. Trust me. Okay. It was looking at a building that doesn't care about you.
Oh. That thing was looking through the window at me.
I mean... okay. I'm more inclined to believe the lady felt the spider. And by the way, I totally get it. I would feel the same thing.
Sure.
But
you're buying a guy's story that he was just taking
Well, first off, it's a company and this is what they do. Yeah. And what they do is perfectly legal, by the way.
Sure.
This is a part of privacy, which, you know, I'm a champion of, but I got to tell you, none of you guys do anything about privacy or care, and you don't have any now. This is a part of privacy that has not been tested in the courts yet. Satellite images, if you go to Google, do a Google search on naked suntanning satellite photos, and you will see that Google has been spying on topless women for years. And they get them by satellite pictures. Have you ever Googled that?
Should I do this on my company computer, by the way?
In Google's defense, boobs are awesome.
Boobs are awesome, and they got the two O's in the middle of their name.
Yeah,
you just put a couple dots there, and that's what they were. You know, they claimed it was a search engine.
I hate to be the only one who knows that in this room, but I'm just saying, boobs are amazing.
But anyway, Google that.
I'll
do it.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That could be
what I'm saying is, you know, this is a tempest in a, what do you call it?
Tempest in a teacup.
This is merely a company going about its business, and some lady goes, it's outside my window. Yeah.
I found a new news report. Here we go. Here.
It's an industry still flying by the seat of its pants, so to speak. Not a lot of uniform rules or regulations on who can fly drones and where. So when Lisa Plice encountered a drone outside her 26th floor window at 7:40.
What happened there? Pedro?
I'm sorry, the typical website, they open stuff without you even playing it.
Still flying by the seat of its pants, so to speak. Not a lot of uniform rules or regulations on who can fly drones and where. So when Lisa Plice encountered a drone outside her 26th floor window at 7:45 Sunday morning, while she was still getting dressed, she panicked.
I was concerned that it was looking at me and it was in my home, and I felt really violated.
She told the building manager, who walked outside just as two men packed up their gear and took off. It certainly appeared sketchy.
I reached out to her this morning.
Turns out the drone is owned by Joe Vaughn of Skyris Imaging in Portland, hired by a developer in Seattle.
When I found out that there was a news story, I immediately contacted the Seattle Police Department, let them know my name, the name of my company, what we were there for, who my client was.
Vaughn says his company only collects images of points of interest and only flies over property where it has permission. On Sunday, near the corner of Terry Avenue and Stewart Street, they hovered at 120 feet, snapped a few pictures, and then went to 300 to do the same. He says they're a valuable tool for a developer or a leasing agent.
They can say, I like that view. I'm able to see the bay, I'm able to see the Space Needle, et cetera, Mount Rainier.
It's just that nobody told Lisa.
It's really opened my eyes in terms of why the public does have the concerns, and that the public is very concerned about this topic.
All right. And I'm concerned too. I've been championing this for a while, but rein it in, folks. Here's a couple of things you should know. You know anything about photography at all and lighting? You know that everything inside the window is dark.
Yeah.
And that any outdoor camera taking a panoramic view of a building and what kind of a view it has isn't looking inside a room. It can't see in there. You ever try with your iPhone to take a picture of somebody next to a bright window and they're all dark and it doesn't come out?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Now, I'm sure this lady is very hot and figures that any camera has to be looking at her.
we take panoramic views, and we all know that a view increases property value. You can see the sound, the needle, the Lisa in 26G. It really improves the value.
Yeah. It's Joe on the line. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
I agree, Jody. There's nothing like boobs, especially if they're naked.
Of course. Naked. I'm so glad that you called in to tell me that.
Awesome.
Yeah, they are.
All right, congratulations. You win something. What do you got there, Eric?
All right, got a pair of tickets to see The Temptations at the Tulalip Amphitheater Thursday, July 10th at 7 p.m.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, so he's all set. But this drone stuff is going to I love it when I hear about a brand new business that there are no rules, no licenses, no regulations. Because the people who sit there and make rules, licenses, and regulations, they're salivating. Because there's revenue to be made, there's rules to be written up, and licenses and regulations. And they will write them up at some point.
What are you so worried about? These drones cost like $700-800. Who among us has $700-800?
No one has $700 or $800.
I'm just saying.
Is that how much they cost?
This is for elite people.
Yeah.
Boy, the drones vary in price like boats vary in price, because there are, $30,000-$40,000 drones too.
Sure, and you can get a dinghy for $700-800.
Got it.
It was funny when the story was out yesterday, before we knew that this was a valid business reason to have a drone in the air, all the stories were how there's no laws yet on the books about flying drones around looking at people. So because this story wasn't the ill intent we feared it to be, the debate doesn't go away. The need for a law doesn't go away. Are they going to quickly march a law through?
Well, then you say, who do you mean by they? Someone would have to have, it would have to fit someone's agenda. Making laws takes time and energy and hours. And
I'll give you an example. When there was a guy who was acquitted, he was taking pictures of women's skirts on a Boston subway.
Mm.
And he went to court and they found there were no laws on the books that said it's illegal to take photos with your phone of up a girl's skirt on a train. There's no law
because it's
the
subway. Your shoes are a public place.
Well,
and if they have to have a camera in them, that's the breaks.
Well, the next day, the Boston State Legislature got a bill introduced, put a law on the books the next day.
Yeah, so that's a super Catholic community.
And we're not.
I think it's. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, as it turned out, the law was a mess because it only said that women are to wear pants from now on.
Did it really?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That's funny.
That's not even fair.
She's kidding, of course.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
So,
yes, of course.
That's what happened with that story. Should drones be legal? It's funny. It's new technology, so I'm excited about it. And if I were in the, for example, the real estate business, that's the coolest business to use drones in. There's nothing like an aerial photo, which used to cost $10,000 to fly a plane. Now, as Jody mentioned, for $700, you can have this little copter that makes all of your listings look great and takes beautiful photography. That's cool.
Yeah. You know who I thought about when this story about the future of drones is your son, Keith, who's a filmmaker.
Yeah, and filmmakers use these all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We've done trips with Keith abroad, and, you know, Keith's film from the Amazon is amazing. But imagine if we were on that boat in the Amazon and Keith's got a drone.
Well, he's done it a million times.
Yeah.
There's a Roger Fisher has a video of himself atop Rattlesnake Mountain singing a song with an acoustic guitar.
He hired a helicopter, right?
Well, it wasn't a helicopter. It's just a little $50
it's a dinghy.
Cracker Box prize drone.
Drone dinghy, yeah.
But it's spectacular looking.
It is.
I'd hate to see if every time you wanted to do something, you needed a permit, a film permit. You know, you needed the FAA to be alerted, file a flight plan. You needed to pay taxes for
your... You'd hate that?
I would hate that.
As a pilot, wouldn't you rather know that there's not going to be a zillion mosquito drones flying around everywhere you're trying to go?
No, because these are all flying low. They're lower than any airplanes.
These are very responsible people with $700.
That's right.
These aren't
all
hobos.
Of them. Anybody who has $700
sit right.
Yeah.
Is going to respect everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Jody is absolutely right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
So, and that's the other side of it is, one brings down a jetliner, and boo-hoo, everybody's going to get upset.
well, yeah.
Just because one guy ruins it for everybody.
One bad droner don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
But I'll tell you, I mean, having just said that wasn't a Peeping Tom, the Peeping Tom lobby is going to fight this.
You think a few dim light bulbs went ding?
Well, you know, I mean, that the possibilities there.
How many pervs who hadn't thought of that yet or just got that? They're out shopping for drones this morning?
I don't know. I don't know if pervs like generally go high tech. Go all. Who's the guy who gives James Bond all of his gear?
Q.
I don't know.
All right,
if
Bond. Here's what we're going to do. Yeah, I need a beautiful neighbor moved in. A Russian girl. He says she may be working for the other side. We're going to need lampreys photos of her bosom. Moscow's been working on a nipple cam. We'd like you to get surveillance footage of her bosom.
Right. Although there's another entrepreneurial possibility, but I don't think they're that clever.
Well, these are
generally.
People who used to climb trees, right?
I mean, I miss the old days when pervs used to just have a newspaper with two eye holes cut in it. Those were the best kind of pervs.
That's high tech.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. In Tennessee, someone did something you should never do. You should not feed the lions. You should not feed anything you're not supposed to feed. Here in the Pacific Northwest, you should not feed the bears. Yeah. Everybody who watches a Yogi Bear cartoon should know this. We did a story about this a couple of years ago. They even have a saying, a fed bear is a dead bear, because once humans feed something, you know, you're messing with nature and you're establishing
a
relationship.
They're coming back for more.
Maybe when you're at the zoo, you think it's different because the animal's in captivity, but it actually, unless there is a machine for you to buy pellets to throw at something, and they want you to feed the zoo animal, feeding an animal at the zoo is akin to harassing it or
really?
Potentially
it,
killing it
that
or
is
killing you.
Ridiculous! Who would feed an animal at the zoo?
Well,
it's
you're
none of your business what the animals eat
hold
at the
on.
Zoo. What kind
hold
of a
on.
Moron does that?
Zoos are hurting for money, right? Zoos are hurting for finances.
Yes, and if they
how about a meatball machine, quarter vending meatball machine outside the lion cage?
Well, but what you don't know is that their diet. These animals are already under some stress by being in a zoo.
Uh-huh.
And if their diet is, and Jody knows all this stuff,
yes.
If they're not taken care of properly, and the stuff people feed themselves is crap that kills themselves, they're not going to feed animals. So
that's why a zoo-sponsored meatball machine right there in front of it. That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
What?
We had a news report of this woman, because actually she not only fed the lions, she did something crazy.
She jumped into the cage, right?
Yeah.
So here's a crazy lady in Memphis, Tennessee.
last week, actually, that she was noticed by some of our security staff throwing objects into the wine exhibit. At that time, she was asked to leave the zoo.
And Monday morning, the woman dressed in brown scrubs, overcome by the animal magnetism, came back and jumped this barrier in front of the lions, who witnesses say walked right up to the fence that has a half-inch spacing in between the wires. She was singing to the lions.
Some song that was telling the lions how much she missed them. It was bizarre, and I've never seen somebody singing, you know, to a lion, and it was really loud.
Abby Dane with the zoo said the woman was trying to feed the lions cookies in both instances. You can see the barrier is right next to the wires, and the lions are right behind that. One witness said she crossed the barrier twice.
She was coming back over, and then she crawled up on it again and was leaning forward.
And that was in front of a lot of zoo visitors.
It's not just zoo employees looking out for visitors who don't obey the rules. It's also the zoo guests. There are signs like this all over the zoo with a hotline number to call. And that's how the woman in the brown scrubs was caught feeding and serenading the lions. Someone called the hotline. The woman's behavior was dangerous for her and the lions.
She was asked to leave the zoo permanently. She will not be granted access to the zoo anymore.
Now, there is a bolo. Be on the lookout at the zoo for that woman in the brown scrubs. If she shows up, employees have her photo. The zoo would not release her name.
Bolo. Mm-hmm. You never hear that phrase before?
Sure.
I've never heard that.
I watch a lot of detective shows.
Bolo. Did you ever hear bolo before?
No.
Oh, yeah. Put
Be
bolo?
On the lookout.
Huh.
Yeah. Bolo.
Bolo.
Bolo for Lady in Scrubs that they're singing. Hakuna Matata.
I was wondering if it was a Lion King song.
You. Can you lick my arm tonight?
Throwing them Freak. Cookies and singing to them.
Well, and she was inside the barrier. There was like a little wire separating her and the lions, but they can get through that.
Come on.
Good thing they're not hungry.
No, they've been eating cookies for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Fudge stripes. Can you believe it? Of all things.
No. Just generally speaking, feeding any wild animals or zoo animals is bad. Yes, Eric?
If you do want to feed a zoo animal, our zoo here in Seattle does offer you the experience of feeding, say, a giraffe for an extra $5. That's all.
See, my meatball machine wasn't a crazy idea.
No, I told you the zoos do have feeding programs.
I mean,
but if you're doing it according to their feeding program,
yeah, I just can't walk in and throw matzah to the gorillas.
Most of what we eat is poisonous to even us.
Right, right. But if you can, you can get a handful of leaves for $5 and feed it to a giraffe.
It sounds like fun. All right, there's a movie about Kim Jong-un and North Korea's threatening war on the U.S. In fact, they're calling for a merciless retaliation if this movie that Hollywood is working on is released. Is this going to be a big movie? The teaser trailer was posted on YouTube, and it shows a look-alike actor playing Kim Jong-un, as well as fight scenes involving what appear to be North Korean tanks and helicopters and a nuclear missile launch.
Is this the James Franco Seth Rogen movie?
Yes. This movie.
This is Seth Rogen?
Yes. This movie is called The Interview. And it's actually a cool premise. Listen to the premise and then you'll understand the problem. The premise is James Franco is a TV interviewer guy who scores an interview with Kim Jong-un. Seth Rogen is his producer. And the CIA goes to James Franco and they secretly say, all right, listen, you need to kill this guy. You need to assassinate him.
Kim Jong-un.
Right. So it's a
reigning world leader who is a terrorist with a screw loose.
Right. This is a Pineapple Express
style
comedy.
And we're taunting him in a major Hollywood movie.
These guys smoke a lot of pot, first off.
And furthermore, not only are they taunting him in the movie, but since North Korea got a load of what the film was about, they said a couple of things like, nice premise. Thanks, you guys. Maybe Barack Obama should watch out before, you know, his own countrymen want to kill him. And then Seth Rogen and a couple other guys from the production tweet back, hope Kim Jong-un's going to watch The Interview, and they hashtag like when it drops and whatever. They're making a joke out of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's all that. I mean, I hate to go off and be all Fox News on them.
This could be an international incident.
But it's really stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really stupid.
Why couldn't you make it a country that doesn't exist? Like, you know.
Well, because they would sell fewer tickets. They're attempting to go viral by annoying a ruthless dictator who's psychotic. The problem with that, and this is an interesting, you remember the nutty guy who was holding us all hostage over some, oh, he was going to burn the Quran or something. Remember that, that stupid guy? And we were all...
Florida minister, right?
We were all saying, why do you want to rile up the Middle East?
Right.
You'll hurt America. You'll hurt, endanger our troops over there. Well, I hate to say it. This is kind of the same thing, Seth Rogen. What kind of a moron are you? I mean, why rile up Kim Jong-un so you can get rich on a Hollywood film? You're already rich enough.
Why, it's in the First Amendment, Bob. It's protected free speech.
I know. Believe
they
me.
They love that at Fox News, right? Well, free
North Korea is calling this
They love
movie.
It when it's only free that you agreed with what they said was free.
They're calling this movie an act of war.
I thought the title was The Interview.
Yes.
But in Korean, the translation is an act of war?
I'm serious. Okay. Government promises merciless retaliation if movie about plot to assassinate Kim Jong-un is released.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Does Seth Rogen have the right to free speech, to taunt a dictator, to get free viral news coverage when Kim Jong pushes the button? That's going to be great for the film. Maybe
not.
It's a very promising premise. I wish they would have made up a fake dictator like
Seriously.
Most people do.
At the moment, of course, and Seth, by the way, he's been cool lately. He's been testifying in front of Congress. He's come off as being somewhat socially responsible.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a misfire, or it could be brilliant, because if it shows Kim Jong-un to be ineffective, it's sort of a double-edged sword. Like, if Kim Jong-un doesn't launch a major nuclear strike, it'll be, ha-ha, you're a wussy. And if he does, it'll be like, oops, we were just kidding, we're comedians.
It's art. It's just art. Nobody really wants to make the Virgin Mary smear and poop. It's art.
But, you know, you got to actually, when North Korea calls it reckless U.S. provocative insanity, allowing a gangster filmmaker to create, trigger a gust of hatred and rage, you got to wonder, well, is there some truth to that? North Korea, by the way, is currently holding three Americans in custody. One of them's a tourist named Jeffrey Edward Fowl. And do you know what his crime was? He left a Bible at a hotel. Get him, throw him in prison.
Wow.
Seth Rogen said he was inspired by the journalist trip to North Korea, said people have the hypothetical discussion about how journalists have access to the world's most dangerous people, and they hypothetically would be in a good situation to assassinate them. So that's kind of what the movie's set up to do.
Hasn't James Bond at some point in time, like, because they used to do, you know, Russia, they didn't make up fake countries, and they had
I think they
movies.
Had real countries, but I think they made up fake goofy dictators. And I think that's okay. It's like Hogan's Heroes. You know, that wasn't a real Commandant Clink.
No, or General Burkhalter or whomever. Yeah.
Texter suggesting that we need Dennis Rodman to handle this.
Yeah, let's get Dennis over there. Yes, Eric.
Yeah, James Bond was in North Korea, and I believe it was Die Another Day. That's how it started off, with him being imprisoned in North Korea. But apparently Seth Rogen has been going after North Korea, starting with The Green Hornet. There was a big part of that film where apparently the dictator at the time, I don't know if that was Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un, was out to get him in that movie.
Right. And we have teased him with Team America, right? Remember that movie?
Well, that was more... Yeah, that's right. Kim Jong-un was in that.
Yeah. And again, it was cartoonish and all of that, but this seems a little bit different. We'll see what happens. I know this. Seth may play a stoner, but he's actually really very, very smart. So if he sees this it being a bad thing, he'll at least be funny about it. That I'm sure.
I'm sure too. And he doesn't play a stoner. He is a stoner. This guy openly and proudly.
There's a word for that.
Yeah.
Method acting.
Well.
6:53 coming up. They're making rules about edibles. The the pot laws are still taking effect, and supposedly stores are going to start opening in July. There's some new rules about edibles. Governor Inslee is even getting involved in the dangers of edibles falling into the hands of children, especially since they're frequently sweets and treats.
And packaged as so.
So when we come back, the latest rules on edibles.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
It's Spike and the Impalers at the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now. The show is July 11th at 8 p.m. Would you like to hear Jody sing another song? She'll be doing some Joan Jett. Lee Oscar will play War's tune, Why Can't We Be Friends, with us. And a return engagement of Radar Love winner Tom Druin. Don't miss it. It's exciting. It's 25 years the Bob Rivers Show has been on, and Spike and the Impalers celebrate July 11th at Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now.
This report is brought to you by Nexium 24 Hour.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, crews are still working with this collision. I-5 northbound near the Federal Way Way Station at Enchanted Parkway. It's blocking the two right lanes involving multiple semis and a big fire and some smoldering wreckage on the shoulder at the Federal Way Way Station. Unfortunately, now more than a 6-mile backup stop-and-go traffic out at the Puyallup River Bridge. I would highly recommend avoiding that area.
Now, for the first time ever, the Purple Pill is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, this is Nexium level protection.
Hey folks, the X1 platform from Xfinity is fully functional and ready to take you to your entertainment nirvana. Yesterday I was scrolling through it and popped up a show that I'm following a series, and all of them are there. They're all on demand. I don't even have to think about it. I didn't have to record them on my DVR. I can do a quick search with my keypad. It takes about three, on the average, about three punches of a button for the show you're looking for to appear. And it doesn't matter whether it's recorded, whether it's live TV, whether it's on demand. It's all in the Xfinity search results on the X1 platform. If you haven't seen the X1 Entertainment Operating System, you haven't seen television at its best. The X1 operating system is available now. All you have to do is call Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY. You can find out more information, read about it, by going to comcast.com/Xfinity. Xfinity brings TV and internet together in the simplest, fastest way.
Mainly dry with sun breaks, primarily Seattle northward with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid-70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Yellow Coin Star Exchange Kiosk, located in your local Safeway. Ever gotten a gift card you just know you won't use? Well, you're not alone. Happens all the time. But did you know that now you can instantly exchange unused gift cards for cash at any bright yellow Coinstar Exchange kiosk? Available at select Safeway stores, Coinstar Exchange. Now the thought really counts.
Golfers, are you looking to get a little more out of your golf weekend than just a beautiful course in pristine condition? If so, then put the Port Ludlow Resort on your Puget Sound bucket list. The Port Ludlow's award-winning golf course plays through towering evergreens that open up to stunning views of Hood Canal, Ludlow Bay, and the Olympic and Cascade Mountains. The 37-room inn offers fabulous stay-and-play packages that include moorage packages if you want to travel to the resort in your boat. The Port Ludlow Resort, a Wine Spectator Award winner, is a truly unique experience. Visit PortLudlowResort.com.
When you're out basking in the sun at Safeco Field, you ever notice how sometimes baseball makes no sense? I mean, it's the only sport where the coaches wear the uniforms and the defense has the ball. Getting a golden sombrero courtesy of Felix Hernandez seems like it would be awesome. It's not.
Strike three. He got him for the fourth time.
You make an out 7 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer. 8 out of 10, you're riding buses from ballpark to ballpark. Closer Fernando Rodney's a fireman and a flamethrower? Seems like a conflict of interest. And when Kyle Seager hits one off the foul pole, it's fair. Fair to high-five a complete stranger because it's baseball. And as it turns out, it makes total sense. Mariners baseball. True to the blue.
Socks are no good unless they come in pairs. So this evening, you'll pick up cool Mariners socks when you see the Red Sox and the Mariners play at 7:10 at Safeco Field. They're free to the first 20,000 fans through the gates. Get tickets to see Robinson Cano and the Mariners square off against David Ortiz and the Red Sox at Mariners.com.
We own a business, and we're looking to open a second location.
We have 19 employees and need to hire 12 more in the next 2 months.
And we're launching 3 products next month.
And we really, really want a vending machine.
Oh, also the copy machine broke.
Again.
So we went to U.S. Bank for some financial solutions. Well, luckily, they had something called the 19-employee, location-expanding, rapidly-growing, 3-product-launching, future vending machine-owning, working copy machine business package.
Yeah, they kind of invented it for us.
Exactly.
U.S. Bank offers custom financial solutions for your business, from startup to expansion and beyond. Call your local U.S. banker, Chris Hales, at 206-344-4261. U.S. Bank, all of us serving you. Subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines, some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes.
Roger Hodgson, legendary singer, songwriter, and formerly of Supertramp, is coming to Snoqualmie Casino for the Summer Concert Series. Roger Hodgson and his band will be laying down the sounds of the 70s at the Mountain View Plaza Thursday, July 3rd. Get your far-out fix just minutes from Seattle. Snoqualmie features great restaurants, games, and entertainment. So make a night of it with Roger Hodgson, July 3rd. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Hi, it's Beth with SeaTac or not SeaTac, the game where I ask people on the street if a restaurant, bar, or shop is at SeaTac or not at SeaTac. Answer a few questions correctly and win fabulous prizes. Tell me your name.
Cake.
Cake. It's the best name I've ever heard. Are you ready to play SeaTac or not SeaTac?
I am ready.
Okay, you got 40 seconds on the clock. Let's go. Wolfgang Puck.
Not at SeaTac.
Wolfgang Puck is at SeaTac. You were thrown off because I said it in German.
Wolfgang Puck, yeah.
Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah.
Seattle Tap Room. Yes, that's right. Sample a microbrew or 3 before you get on the plane. Quiznos.
Yes, it is.
That's right, Jason. It is at SeaTac. That is incredible. Is America the greatest country ever?
That's why I'm here.
SeaTac or not SeaTac is brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac, including InMotion Entertainment, Wendy's, and Polino Pastoria. With an incredible variety of shops, bars, and restaurants to enjoy, get to the airport early. Have a drink. Relax. Start your trip off right. Get your toes done.
Train for a career in technology at Edmonds Community College. Study to be a help desk technician, network administrator, security specialist, or web developer. Summer classes begin July 2nd. Learn more at edcc.edu/CIS.
I'm Dr. Leslie Walker from Seattle Children's Hospital. Are you waiting for your kids to talk to you about marijuana? 1 out of 5 10th graders in Washington already uses marijuana, increasing their risk for school failure and depression. Now that it's legal for those over 21, it's more important than ever to talk to your kids about the risks of marijuana. Get the facts at learnaboutmarijuana.wa.org.
Paid for by the Washington State Department of Health.
Gamble Sands and Brewster will be open August 1st. Book your tee time now at gamblesands.com.
This report is brought to you by Seattle Mariners.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, crews are still working with this collision. I-5 northbound near the Federal Way Way Station at Enchanted Parkway. It's blocking the 2 right lanes involving multiple semis and a big fire and some smoldering wreckage on the shoulder at the Federal Way Way Station. Unfortunately, now more than a 6-mile backup stop-and-go traffic out of the Puyallup River Bridge. I would highly recommend avoiding that area.
Socks are no good unless they come in pairs, so tonight you'll pick up cool Mariners socks when you see the Red Sox and the Mariners play at Safeco Field. They're free to the first 20,000 fans. Get tickets at mariners.com.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
I tried to sneak a video to post on Facebook the other day when Jody was practicing with the Impalers, but she was doing it. She was rocking. I actually got a tiny little clip that I'm going to put on Facebook unless you do something. I don't know what it is yet.
You're a bad man. And I looked at you and I said, you're not taping this. And you were like, no, no.
By the way, that's what gave me the idea.
Oh, okay.
So Bob said, no, I'm getting panoramic views of the building across the street.
Right. I'm a real estate photographer.
I'm a real estate drone business. Okay, here's Jody singing a Joan Jett song, Do You Want to Touch?
1, 2, 3, 4!
Do
All right, tickets are going fast. It's the Tulalip Resort Casino, July 11th. Spike and the Impalers, our big outdoor concert in the Tulalip Amphitheater. Always a fun time, and we sure love seeing all of you outside in the sunshine. Yes, Eric.
Hey, Butternut's playing tonight.
Oh, thank you for mentioning
you
that.
Bet.
Because they are, and it's at this cool place in Redmond. What's it called? Soul something?
Yeah, Soul Food Fair Trade or Soul Food Coffee House and Fair Trade Emporium.
Fair Trade means that they pay a fair wage for the coffee, and instead they make the band work for free. Butternut will work for free.
And our charity is Friends of Youth, which helps out kids in the East Side area by helping with foster issues and other good stuff.
Tonight, what time?
Tonight, we go on at 6:15.
Sweet.
And we'll play till about 7:45.
6:15 to 7:45 at Soul Foods in Redmond. A couple of weeks ago, months ago, last time that we played there, I think Lee Oscar dropped in.
Yeah, and he forgot to bring his harmonica. So I told him, if you're coming back,
by the way,
your harmonica.
When celebrities drop in on the Butternut thing, they forget to bring their instruments.
That's great.
But it's nice of them to come and listen.
I've never seen him without a harmonica in his keep there. That's I think you have to purposefully leave your harmonica home if you're Lee Oscar. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Eric. I mean, well, how unfortunate.
How unfortunate. Anyway, tonight at Soul Foods. That's a lot of fun. Tonight, Wednesday night, see Pedro and see... now, Pedro, as a drummer, as you know, I believe he's a good drummer. And Eric, it's amazing how fast he's learned how to play the bass. Pedro has been petitioning me, lobbying me to let his band, the Groove Surfers, open up for Spike and the Impalers. And I last left it in your court, Pedro. Bring me some tape of your band so that we can listen to them.
We're working on it. But if you have any problem with us opening for you guys can open for us. I mean, we don't mind.
Yeah, that's very nice of you.
Seriously.
Anyway, I think it would be fun to play something. Also, by the way, I just emailed you that rehearsal footage of Jody singing "Do You Want to Touch?" It's just a little clip, Jody. Illegally gathered.
Yeah. Wow.
But some people were saying, like, that's not really Jody. That's just lip syncing, and it's you can see her practicing it in practice if you're on our Facebook.
Do
page.
I have to blur the nudity? Or
I should have known. He's over there diddling with his keyboard. Don't mind me.
The pot laws. It's been surprisingly quiet with pot news lately because of, I don't know why, it's the calm before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And today's pot report is at 8:15. We'll have a guest, John Evich. He's going to have one of the,
Evich. Thank you.
He's got one of the first pot licenses in the state. Does that mean for growing or for a store?
Store.
Okay. Last night on the news, there was some community, I think it was Shelton, that had approved growing mm-hmm. operations, and now they were up in arms trying to change their mind. I'm not sure why. Today, there are new policies about edibles.
We actually have a King 5 report, if you'd like to hear that.
Can you tell me a little bit about your experience?
In just 2 days of posting his retail pot job opening.
I'm just passionate about it.
Mike Redmond's received more than 100 responses from people who want to work here, a place where the rules just got tougher.
We don't want the industry to get a bad name.
So Redmond says he supports the decision announced today.
I'm really concerned that we're going to see more kids using marijuana, even though it's still illegal for them to use it.
Just like a little... chocolate caramel.
The Department of Health is most worried about edibles, common candy-like products named Stoners or Baby Jane.
But it became clear to us when we're looking at gummy bears and cherry bombs.
The Liquor Control Board plans to vote on new edible rules tomorrow. Producers will have to receive approval for their labels. No cartoons, toys, or child-enticing images allowed. Even the products behind the labels can't look like children's candy.
My own kids, they'll grab my medicine. I'm like, oh, I just got home, don't. You know, that's my medicine. I had to put it up.
Nico Serrano knows firsthand how dangerous his medical edibles can be for his own kids, now interviewing to work in recreational pot at a store that already planned tough rules.
Early on, that's kind of been our decision, was we're not going to sell those things that
are going to be something enticing to children.
Any violation of the edible policy may end with a fine, license suspension, or even termination.
As a grandparent, I can tell you that I want my state government making sure that our kids have the health information they should have.
There you go. That's Governor Inslee. It makes sense. Although parodies are a wonderful way to make and sell a product.
Yeah.
In this case, you know, you don't have parodies for liquor.
No, they don't have Sunny V with a little vodka-flavored drink that kids could grab by accident. A Get Juiced box.
So it seems totally appropriate. I can't imagine anybody's upset except for a couple of stoners who had cool cartoon, you know, ideas.
It's totally appropriate. Yeah. And I have to tell you, and this is the point at which I sound kind of like a weed prude, and you know that this is
not
my usual position, but edibles are not for everyone. And they can affect you in a way that is negative. Like, you know, I'm not saying that anyone's going to do anything crazy. I'm just saying that they're not for, they're certainly not for children, and they're not for adults. And they can make you
for
feel
a lot
really,
of adults that they should need, they should stay away from them.
Yeah.
They hit you incredibly hard.
For me personally, I never eat edibles because they do not jive with my particular body makeup. And I once had a very bad experience where I felt like my whole body was like tense, and it was like a terrible 2 hours. Mm. And I would hate for somebody to mistakenly take a bite of something.
But some people love it. Some people enjoy that they use it that way and don't smoke
it. And for some people, it's absolutely fantastic, and it's a great business. And I'm not saying people shouldn't be in business. They should be in business, and they should be selling it. But everybody needs to only eat edibles if they're aware of what they're eating.
Is it, I mean, they're more intense. Is that the drill? Because it seems like that would be the exact opposite.
You don't know?
To me. I don't. I've never. Oh, I
was
to
admitted
God,
to the hospital once after
for
I ate
an edible?
Something. Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. It hit me like a ton of bricks.
I've never.
I was all paranoid and tense, and I was palpitating, and I went to the hospital, and they said, just calm down.
You're gonna live.
It's just
Ace.
Like everything else. There's a spectrum.
Right.
It goes from not strong at all to incredibly strong, depending on what you want and what the mix is.
And there's no regulation, right?
Right. But for certain people, it doesn't jive with your body mechanics. Like
do you
me.
Use marijuana? I don't know. It's none of my business, really.
Not in the longest. I mean, I used to use it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not in the longest of, I mean, decades. In the
decades.
Longest of time.
Yeah. Well, that's a while.
But
Joe doesn't answer the question that way. He goes, well, not right now.
Not at the moment. Not since you've asked this question.
Dexter says, I'm an all-star smoker and I can't eat edibles. They're too much. Someone else says, I smoke daily. Can't use edibles. Horrible reaction.
So they're really actually kind of dangerous. I don't even know why they allow them. Yes, Eric.
If you're ever traveling, especially in Southeast Asia, watch out for the special lassi, which is a kind of a yogurt milkshake. My sister-in-law had one of those. She was on a little island in Thailand, and that really messed
up. And it was
an
edible, and she didn't know that that
she
was...
She did not know that the special lassi
No,
was...
but this is the thing. I don't want you to say, like, I even caution to tell my own story because I don't want people to say, well, then they shouldn't be selling them. Because for people who can't smoke, who have throat irritations, or for people who need the CBDs and take it daily for actual pain,
right.
This is fantastic. Plus, you can do it in places that you can't smoke, if you know what I mean.
So there are strains of pot that are available for pain that don't get you high, right? Is that a myth or is that true?
That is a fact.
Okay.
It is not a myth.
So they're just like aspirin doesn't get you high, but ibuprofen or whatever, it stops inflammation. Does marijuana...
High CBD strains, low THC.
Yeah.
Full, like just
are they
pain.
Anti-inflammatory?
Well, that... There are creams
that's how,
that you would use for that.
That's how other medications deal with pain. The reason I ask is because I'm one hit from anything away from, you know, being Nurse Jackie.
If you had arm pain, you could get a CBD oil, and you could rub the CBD oil on your arm, and it wouldn't get you high, and it would help your arm.
And I don't need it, but what I had is I have a knee issue, which I'm actually working on. It's very frustrating. Because I love to hike 30 miles a week. And the doc gave me a prescription anti-inflammatory. So it's basically like prescription aspirin.
Is Aleve the anti-inflammatory one? I never
That's anti-inflammatory.
Right. So it's
Tylenol is really... Which one is acetaminophen?
Tylenol.
Okay.
All right, so it's Tylenol is the brand name for acetaminophen.
The other one's ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen is the brand name for ibuprofen is what?
Advil.
Okay.
Or Motrin.
And then aspirin is just aspirin.
I could give you something for your knee that you could rub on it.
Right. But I'm not gonna. But I was curious about it because about this knee pain, it was aching, and I was thinking, there's nothing, I've got to do something. And he was saying it might be surgery. I might have a torn meniscus and all this stuff, which I'm
not
going to.
It's been a long time we're living with it, right?
Well, and it's been around for months, and I hike on it anyway, and I don't care. And I worry about, you know, getting an old man knee, which I don't want. So anyway, he gave me this magic pill. And Lisa's always like, she's always like looking over my shoulder when I get a prescription because she knows, you know, I'm a potential, potential Kitty Dukakis, Nurse Jackie, Betty Ford. And so she said, what is that? And I said, I don't know. And she looked at that and went, oh, that's not going to get you high. Here, go ahead, have it. And so
this is not going to get you high.
That's nice funny. That she cares that much.
And so what's funny is, though, then I took one of these.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, well, it's just a stupid aspirin.
Uh-huh.
And we had done that wedding Saturday night, and I'd been standing for 12 hours, and my knee was throbbing. And I took it, and I felt like one of those people in the arthritis commercials. I was like, whoa, my pain is all gone. And I felt like I was one of those people in the commercials that says, you know,
it works.
Let's go paddleboarding. And then I would start the Viagra commercial after
Let's
that.
Make love, honey.
On your knees.
So, break out the double bathtubs out on the deck.
Well, but then I thought, wow, there's something to this whole, because I always thought the whole that, like, I never even bothered taking aspirin when I had a headache.
Toughed it out, huh?
I always thought if it didn't get you high, it wasn't worth the time.
That's different.
So I got rules on anti-inflammatories, by the way.
Okay. So the Liquor Control Board's going to make...
She doesn't want to hear the rules. Okay.
Oh, no. Go ahead. No, I didn't realize. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say about the Liquor Control Board?
They got to figure out how to not make edibles that kids want, right? And that was the whole gist of this?
It's about packaging.
Right.
It's, milk dudes.
None of those. Buddy fingers.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Got it.
I got the solution. Before you move on to your knee pain, all edibles should look like broccoli.
Make them look like broccoli. Kids will never touch them.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
Sorry.
Anyway, with the inflammatories, a lot of people take them if, like, they know they're going to be working out and they're going to be sore. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't actually do that. You take it after. Don't take it ahead of doing something.
I've had a nurse tell me the exact opposite.
I know. I had an extremely high qualified doctor say that's wrong.
Well, then you win.
I'll meet your nurse with five more nurses. You bring me five more nurses, and I'll get three doctors.
When we did the Portland Marathon, we walked the Portland Marathon.
And
Joe
someone
and I,
said,
you
take
ran,
the anti-inflammatory so before.
Stay in front of it. Yeah.
Yeah. This doctor said, no, that's wrong, because you want the feedback that your body's giving you when you're doing work. You don't want to put strains on your body that your body's not even giving you back the feedback, because then you may injure yourself worse.
That's why I never like to take over-the-counter medicine when I'm sick, because it sort of just dulls your symptoms, so you don't really know what you're dealing with.
You know who wants you to take the anti-inflammatory ahead of time?
The people who sell it to me?
Yeah.
Got it!
Because they sell more that way. Well, and if you extra injure yourself, what do you need more of?
Yeah, and I guess this nurse was advising me on a particular case situation where she knew I was going to be beating up my knees.
Here's a texter. Anti-inflammatories mask the damage you're doing, so it's not a good idea to take it when you're going to exercise. Well, you take it afterwards.
Right, okay.
Try the lavender oil I gave you on your knee. Oh, this is the guy who had those...
Essential oils.
Essential oils?
Yeah.
Those don't have pot in them, do they?
No.
Oh, okay.
They had lavender in them. Duh.
What if all medical marijuana was THC-free? Would they be happy? No.
Not me.
No.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't the THC just get you high? Isn't that the get you high part of pot?
Yeah.
So medical marijuana is not supposed to get you high. Is it? I mean, I thought it was supposed to cure pain.
Well, some people want to, some people want that aspect of it.
Some people need to chill out as well.
Okay.
Some people need to
sleep. If they made morphine that didn't get me high, I'd be upset if I was in hospital.
Texter says, edibles processed through your liver gives you a hallucinogenic feeling, not like a mushroom hallucinogen, but a floaty kind of feeling.
Figure the next time I get high will be hospice. They'll be like, I'm checking out soon.
Dude, yeah, really? Why not?
Let's just go for it.
I eat edibles so I can sleep. I have bad back problems. It's like anything else. You don't take too much.
720. Coming up, Whiskey and Rye, performing in our Carter Subaru Live Theater. Whiskey and Rye is going to be at Jazz Bones Friday, 8 o'clock. They have a CD release party called Whiskey and Rye. According to officers in Newcastle, the price of gas is not the worst thing at gas stations in our area. Something else is lurking around the corner in Newcastle. Is Newcastle Joe's neighborhood?
Joe likes to call himself South Bellevue, and Newcastle's a very high-end community. I don't think he's quite in Newcastle. He's in the Renton Highlands, but you can see Joe's house when you look down.
You can throw something down to his house from Newcastle.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up. We'll tell you what it is at the gas stations, and it's not the high price of gas. Jody has stories about a sunken British forest. That's weird. And our own IRS is breaking laws. We'll somewhat audit the IRS.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Mainly dry with sun breaks, primarily Seattle northward with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid-70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire.
Discount Tire is celebrating this weekend with a thank you sale. Save big this Friday and Saturday only. Get a prepaid Visa for up to $185 when you buy select tire and wheel packages with your Discount Tire credit card. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Sleep Country USA is having their 4th of July mattress sale, but it will end soon. It's a parade of savings during Sleep Country's 4th of July mattress sale. Don't let these savings pass you by. You can save up to $300 on Sleep Country's most popular Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beauty Rest mattress sets, or save up to $300 on Sealy's hybrid mattress sets. Even get a Serta movable base for up to $1,000 off. Wow. Plus, no interest payments for 36 months on Serta's iComfort and Tempur-Pedic beds. That's on approved credit with 36 equal monthly payments required. You'll even get two free Tempur-Pedic pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress set. That's a $300 value, absolutely free. You will always get free same-day delivery, free removal of your old set, the red carpet treatment at Sleep Country USA. That's something nobody else offers for free. Sleep Country's 100-day low-price guarantee, that's the industry leader right there. For up to 100 days after you've bought your bed, if it goes on sale anywhere else, they'll beat the sale price by 5% and refund you the difference. The 4th of July sale on now at Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Hi, it's Beth with SeaTac or not SeaTac, the game where I ask people on the street if a restaurant, bar, or shop is at SeaTac or not at SeaTac. Answer a few questions correctly and win fabulous prizes. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm late for a ferry.
Oh, good answer. I'm here with Courtney. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's play.
Diva Espresso.
Yes.
Because nobody likes a sleepy diva. Vino Volo.
I would guess it's also at SeaTac.
Do you speak Italian?
I do not.
It means wine in my mouth.
The Seattle Supersonics.
Not at SeaTac.
No, that is embarrassing.
Ex officio.
At SeaTac.
Yes, where you can get some travel panties. I don't know what's travel-y about them. They fold up small, I guess. Everyone wins!
I didn't think a total stranger was going to hug you today. And smell your hair.
SeaTac or not SeaTac is brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac, including Massage Bar, Butter London, and Qdoba. With an incredible variety of shops, bars, and restaurants to enjoy, get to the airport early. Start your trip off right. Have a drink. Have a sandwich. Get a massage.
The biggest tour of the year. KISS 40th Anniversary Tour. And Def Leppard. June 29th at White River Amphitheater. With all their pyro and explosions and Death Lover, Britain's greatest arena rock band. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com and all Ticketmaster outlets. KISS and Death Lover.
So about a year ago, my 82-year-old, very active mom became very limited by terrible back pain. She got to the point where she really couldn't drive. I mean, when she told me I can't go to church anymore, I knew there was a big problem. She went from doctor to doctor, and no one seemed able to help her. And to make things worse, I live in Poulsbo, and my mother lives halfway across the country in St. Louis. I figured we needed to do something different, so I brought her out here, where a surgeon from the Neuroscience Institute of Providence in Everett performed spine surgery on her. So my mom is feeling no pain, and she sings Providence's praises every day. She really does. Every time I talk to her, she tells me how grateful she is. It's been such a huge impact on her life. I suppose most people don't travel such a long way for surgery, but then most people don't normally have a son so involved in healthcare. I am Dr. Patrick Sinopole. I am an anesthesiologist, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
There's a place where cool, clean water runs through 60,000 miles of forested streams, where fish and wildlife flourish in healthy habitat, and where scientific forest practices produce the most responsible building material on Earth, climate-friendly Northwest wood. The place is Washington's working forests, where the green economy of the 21st century is growing strong. Working forests work for all of us. Learn more at workingforestsareworking.org.
Slaw is an English translation of the Dutch word for salad. And broccoli is an anglicized version of an Italian phrase that means something like, hey, what's with all the stems? This is John Vassalin of Trader Joe's, where those stems really blossom, as the key ingredient in Trader Joe's organic broccoli slaw. Broccoli stems, rich in fiber, calcium, and vitamin C, are julienne sliced and paired with vivid orange carrots. This dynamic duo creates a distinctive take on slaw. It's crunchy, colorful, and easy to use. Toss it with any dressing you like. We really like it with our spicy peanut vinaigrette, some peanuts, and a handful of raisins. You can sauté it with garlic and olive oil, or use it in place of the usual suspects to dress a burger or sandwich. Lettuce will never be this exciting. We're selling each 12-ounce bag of Trader Joe's organic broccoli slaw for $1.69, a pretty exciting price. You'll find it in our refrigerated produce case. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Sit back, relax, and let Clipper Vacations whisk through scenic waterways to amazing Northwest adventures. Like beautiful Victoria, BC. Clipper round trip and overnight hotel from just $145. Or take a Clipper orca whale watching day trip starting at only $83. Details at ClipperVacations.com.
See concerts, save animals. BECU Zoo Tunes, presented by Carter Subaru, returns to Woodland Park Zoo for another year of great music. Featuring Greg Allman on July 2nd.
Midnight
and the Carolina Chocolate Drops and the Del McCurry Band on July 6th.
Hey, ladies, when your man wanna get fucked
by. For your tickets and a full concert schedule, visit zoo.org/zootunes. Sponsored by BECU, Carter Subaru, the Seattle Times, and 95.7 KJR.
Need extra cash? Bring your unneeded gold or silver jewelry, diamonds, watches, and flatware to Porcello in Bellevue for instant cash. Porcello Estate Buyers, the people you can trust, specializing in estate jewelry for over 60 years. Porcello has offices throughout the country and worldwide buying power, so you can get the most money for your items every time. Porcello will meet or beat any legitimate written offer, period. That's the Porcello promise. Porcello in Bellevue, just north of Nordstrom on Northeast 8. Click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com. Porcello. Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, a little bit of good news. Northbound I-5 at Enchanted Parkway, that collision just now blocking the right lane, which is some really good news. The not-so-good part of it is that the backup almost stretches all the way out to the Tacoma Dome, so a couple miles of stop-and-go traffic. We're also seeing slow volumes northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill.
Wondering what to make for dinner? Save time and money with a delicious 8-piece chicken from the Fred Meyer Deli. Guaranteed fresh from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Choose from baked, barbecue, or fried for just $7.99 each. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Nationally, these...
What you want? 95.7 KJR, good morning. It's 7:29. Today's Wednesday, the 25th of June. I guess we got some rain coming. It looks nice out there now. What a glorious day it was yesterday. Just almost didn't want to go to bed.
I did not leave the grass for 5 hours. Lie to my
referring
back.
To lawn, right?
Yeah.
Gotta clear that up. When talking about Jody's life,
nobody calls
really
it grass anymore.
Nobody does? No. That's so
I didn't
old.
I didn't think of that.
What a great feeling it is to just look outside, breathe, and feel wonderful just by how great a day it is. Mm-hmm. Simple pleasure of life. And that was that kind of day yesterday. Supposedly some rain coming in, but it's supposed to be better by the weekend. You know, there was supposed to rain yesterday.
I thought that too.
It never really materialized. Yeah. No. So who cares? I mean, the little threats of rain that don't happen. Okay. What's happening in Newcastle at gas stations is something you should be worried about, or at least wary. What is it? Bolo?
Bolo, right. Be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout.
Bolo.
For this.
Handing out gas.
Here's the scam. You pull up to buy gas. Well, let me let the TV report explain it.
Nationally, these crooks are called sliders because of the way they carry out this crime. Today in Newcastle, police put the word out that this isn't necessarily happening in this community, but it is happening in surrounding jurisdictions, and they want to get the word out. Here's how it's happening. You pull up to the pump here, and while you're here, your belongings, your valuables, like a purse, it's in the passenger seat. While drivers are distracted, paying and pumping, thieves are sliding in.
Sunny Yu has her pocketbook in hand, but not her purse.
Actually, in the car.
Right there in plain sight.
The passenger side.
She's not the only one. At this Newcastle station, drivers like Teresa Davis say her focus is just to gas up and go.
I don't normally lock my car, so I'm usually just come around, fill up, and get back in the car.
But local police say that could cost you a lot more than a tank of gas. Surveillance video from gas stations in major cities like Washington, D.C. was obtained by NBC News and aired last summer. It shows the crime that continues to be a concern. You see a thief slide out of one car and help themselves to valuables in a nearby vehicle.
I think they're horrible people.
Drivers are disgusted to hear it's happening close to home.
And everyone has to be more vigilant and make sure that they lock up their personal items.
I'm going to hold on to my keys and my debit card and lock my doors and roll up my windows, definitely.
And police echo what that driver said. They say make sure that you roll up the windows, you shut the door, have keys in hand, lock up before you fill up.
So the thing that struck me about the report is the drivers are upset that this is happening so close to home. Shouldn't this be happening in worse neighborhoods than Newcastle?
I could see it in, you know, Detroit or, God forbid, Puyallup. But
yeah. And what's funny is, if I'm going to steal a purse, I want the best shot at a good purse loaded with fantastic credit cards. I want Newcastle purses.
Oh, you're right.
I don't want some purse that's got a library card and some food stamps in it.
The Walmart of Kent has had a string of purse snatches. Losses estimated to be nearly $50.
So, and so here's, if you didn't quite get the scam, so here's the deal. When you're pumping your own gas, I do this. I lean against the car and I rest, and I'm faced away from the interior of the car. I'm not looking back in the car. So if someone pulls up next to me as if they're gassing up and they stay low, it takes them a half a second to open my driver's, my passenger side door next to the driver's side. And that's where I stash my wallet, my purse, my fedora, whatever I have.
How
to
have. Briefcase, computer. To do it while you're right there.
Oh, yeah. That so laptop brazen. Is there. The iPad is there. Well, they're brazen, but think about this. You're not going to get a look at their face. Let's say you turn around and go, hey, what you doing in my car? There's 5,000 pounds of steel between them and you. And by the time you could go around, they're in their car speeding away.
And you've got a gas nozzle in your car. You can't just hop in and follow them. Right?
Right. You are actually delayed. It's a perfect crime as far as, you know, if perfect means you can almost never get caught. Now, the one thing, surveillance cameras. So what I would do is I would try to not tell you what I would do because that would be helping potential criminals.
Thank you. Moment of clarity.
Let me put it this way. Assume at all times you're under surveillance. So just and why am I helping the criminal? That's still helping the criminal.
Don't.
Let me tell you people.
You're impressed with the idea. It's a good idea.
But here's what I should say. Assume everyone's a criminal. That's what you have to do.
That's a way to go through.
And it's sad, but you do.
I saw
Bolo, baby. Bolo.
Bolo. Be on the lookout.
Saw a video somebody posted of a, and I'm assuming this isn't a, this isn't faked, it looked real, of a parking lot surveillance video. A girl was getting in her car. Someone had tied like three tin cans to her muffler. So when she started her car and pulled away, you hear this clanking, dragging sound.
Sure.
She got out of her car to walk around the back of her car and look at what she had run over or was dragging. And when she did, leaving her car door open and her motor running,
they took the car.
Hopped in her car and carjacked her car as she goes running after him, you know, for a few feet in the parking lot.
Nah.
Is that
fake?
That's
a good one, too. That's a good one.
I think it's fake. Because there's way easier ways to steal cars than that.
That sounds like about the easiest way I've ever heard of to steal a car.
Nah. I'm not going to give you the easier ones because, once again, I have this fear of helping criminals. I mean, there's a million easy ways. If someone wants to take something, they'll take it. But you're right in that that would be the element of surprise, but I think that's more like just a great viral video setup.
Well, it's one of those, it was those, hey, if you've got a daughter who's driving, which appealed to me because I do. Or at least I did. She's not driving. She's in New York now. But, you know, keep an eye. Be aware of this. Let your wife know. Let your kids know.
Ryan doing in New York? Is she coming home for the summer to visit at all?
Dude, she is, and it's never going to cost more than the airline ticket it's going to cost to bring her home this summer. She,
you know why, don't you?
Because of Iraq, right? I mean,
no. Well, yeah, sort of. I guess everything's because of Iraq today.
I mean, high fuel prices.
But also the summertime in Seattle. We're now a top 10 tourism destination in the United States, and so like if you want to get a room, and I'm happy for the businesses of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our friends at the Silver Cloud Inn, for example, they're booked. Baseball season, cruise ships. Totally solid.
Yep.
And if you want to get a room or something, though, in Seattle, be prepared for sold out, top prices, an airline ticket to Seattle. Forget about it.
Dude, it's
the
it's
city
literally...
is no longer a secret. The world knows this is a great place in the summertime to visit.
It's literally twice what I've paid, and I'm not talking about
but
5 years.
But have you noticed,
ago.
By the way, that airline tickets in general are way, way up in price?
Yeah, they've been creeping up. But I mean, literally,
but wait a minute. Why are you paying for her to come and see? Oh, I know why. Because otherwise, she won't come and see.
There you go.
That's where my kids are.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a huge part of it. Plus, God love her. She's making her way in New York City, and it is the most expensive place on the
making
face of the earth.
Making her way in the world each day.
Yeah.
You're gonna barely make it after
everything.
All.
You're gonna struggle after all.
Right. She doesn't have money to just fly home.
She really doesn't. She's making her rent. She's making her, you know, her commuter costs. I mean, she literally has to reload her train card.
There's lots
every
of songs
month.
About single women trying to make it, aren't there?
Yeah.
What are the biggest songs about single women trying to make it? There's the Mary Tyler Moore thing.
Love Is All Around is a great, yeah, that's about it.
That's the only one?
Love
I think there's other ones, too.
Day at a Time?
Here we go. What do you got?
Oh, yeah.
Jody's favorite.
Oh. Used to be sad. Here we go. Used to be shy. Put some grits on it. Funniest thing, the saddest part is I never knew why. Yeah.
Yeah. This sounded way better back in the day.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Don't turn it off yet. Don't you dare. I had to take off and here we go. Start enjoying, cause life's too short.
Get it, baby,
I remember this as an actual piece of music instead of a piece of something else.
Linda
Lavin
from Alice, that was the theme song, and she got to sing that, too.
Texters, any other great song about single ladies making it? So you're flying her home, and what does it cost to fly to back? Round trip is like $900 now.
We're finding it around eight.
Eight? Yeah. Oh, that's not terrible.
Dude, it was four last time I did this.
Hey, I'm going
four.
To Dundalk this weekend, and it costs $800 to go to Baltimore.
Well, you're booking it the week of, right? Which is expected. Last minute, you're going to pay. I mean, we're
by the way, what's
out.
The classic rock station there? It's like 100 point.
Oh, it's they changed so
seven. I think it
years.
Is.
Is HFS the classic rock now at 100.7?
Find out what the name of the classic rock station is. Yeah. Anyway, they're interviewing the guys, and we're flying in on Friday.
Are you going to be a part of the interview?
No,
dude. What are you nuts?
Apparently, I'm because I worked somewhere else when I was in Baltimore.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
They don't. You were.
Hey, by the way. Last night at band rehearsal, I'm going to sidetrack about Spike's hometown. Last night at band rehearsal, we were having lessons on how to say Baltimore. because we were practicing. Oh, and Summer said, "Hello, Baltimore."
No.
And I said, "Stop, cut,
dude,
cut.
Hun.
So I needed you to, do a little tape for us or something.
Okay, I would be happy to.
And maybe we'll play it on the PA.
With like a Rosetta Stone thing for Balmerese.
Well, because here's the thing. Baltimore is three syllables.
None.
But I found the perfect way to pronounce Baltimore. And this is for anybody in Seattle. Mm-hmm. If you should ever get diverted from your flight to somewhere else and have to land at Baltimore.
Only reason.
But if you ever get to Baltimore, the way you say it is exactly like you say the name of our billionaire who is trying to buy the L.A. Clippers for $2 billion.
Right.
It's Ballmer.
Ballmer, hon.
Yeah.
And by the way, you want to win the crowd from the minute you get there? You have Summer say this. You know, that guy from Microsoft's going to buy that basketball team out in L.A., right? But we all know the only Ballmer Clippers were the AHL hockey team that used to play in this town right here, hon. The Ballmer Clippers.
You don't think they'll see through that part?
No, they're drunk Dundalk.
Do you think they know who Steve Ballmer is because he's on the other coast?
But Ballmer is
Lisa actually wants me, do they do this? Like, if you're in Hawaii, you can bring pineapples home. Mm-hmm. Can you bring crab home from Ballmer?
Yes, you can, of course. Mm. But what you want to go is go to O'Bricky's and get some, go get some crab cakes.
Mm.
Go get some crab cakes from
and bring those home.
Yeah, they travel.
Just put them
better.
Right in your pocket.
Yeah, no. They'll give you one of them styrofoam coolers with dry ice on it.
They actually sell you a crab cake vest so you can wear them on the plane.
Subtle.
Hold it! Everybody back up! Get your hands in the air!
All right. Anyway, so that's travel. But so travel coast to coast now. It used to be if you could shop, you could find $300-$500 maybe fares.
Yeah.
But I don't think that exists anywhere. And so
it's also like you said, it's
I think it's $800 now.
It's where you're going, time of year you're going. This is a tourist destination.
Right. So you're flying her home.
Flying her home for a week because she hasn't been home for a year and a half. Almost.
Is it a year and a half?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
What's going on with her?
She's ascended in her new job to management. She's working for a great company called Bumble and Bumble.
Great company.
Bumble and Bumble.
Bumble and Bumble.
It's hair stuffs.
Yeah.
Really expensive hair products.
Oh, fantastic. When as long as it's a company that sells stuff that's expensive, that's good.
And they sell it to New York ladies. I'm going to lose my Balmerese for a minute there. High-end
New
Manhattan,
York high-end ladies.
Yeah, who are paying. These women come into these salons, and they're paying $500 a day for the colors and cuts and perms for their hair.
Oh.
And Bumble.
So
and
is
Bumble,
she selling the products to the salons?
She is.
Oh.
And the reason,
and women will spend anything
crazy
on a product.
If they think they're getting a leg up on beauty, they will spend anything.
You'd be horrified if you knew. Spa products are my jam. You know how some women spend a lot on shoes, some on handbags, some on whatever. I don't spend a lot on shoes. I don't spend a lot on handbags anymore, but I spend ridiculous amounts on shampoo, conditioner, moisturizers, stuff like that.
Lisa bought shoes yesterday. Yeah. She's going to be mad at me for saying this.
Uh-huh.
And yet you have no thought that you should stop.
I don't have fear of my wife.
There you go.
First off, she is like a German shepherd. If you show her fear, it just makes her more angry.
They should put that in a Hallmark.
I should come up with a different dog, though, for that analogy.
A sharp
but, or not a dog at all.
That's not a dog would be good.
A better dog isn't the answer
but,
here?
No, she actually said something to me. And by the way, she can have anything she wants. I don't care if we're poor. She could buy anything she wants because I'm the one who wastes money. But she said... And it was almost like she had violated a rule of her life.
Uh-huh.
She spent $300 on a pair of shoes, which from what I understand is not unusual.
Well, what kind of shoes are they and what's their purpose?
I don't know.
For example.
I think they go on feet.
Yeah. Well, no, because...
Their purpose is to keep you from the ground.
You can spend $300 on a pair of like rain boots.
Right.
That are ultra warm, that will last for 20 years. Or you could spend $300 on a pair of Jimmy Choo pumps that you'll wear to a wedding and never wear again.
I don't think she's going in either direction. Like, I think she buys cheap stuff at the hardware store for wearing in the garden. And I think that I don't think she's buying high-end fancy shoes either. So it's just a good pair of shoes that she probably wanted for herself.
Yeah, good for
her. And in her upbringing, she does not like spending that money. That's why she's not into too many high-end women products either. Mm-hmm. But when there's something she has to have that brand name.
Well-made shoes will last forever. Mm. If we're talking about like rugged stuff, my Sorel boots, you know, the
that's a good name.
Winter boots. Yeah. Yeah, they were a little pricey, but they'll last for 20 years.
So Ryan comes home.
Ryan will come home.
After a year and a half.
Yeah.
What do you think has happened in that year and a half? She's grown up.
She has.
What are you going to notice different about her? Do you talk to her enough on the phone that you feel you're up to date? Or?
Well, I got to see her last January because I went back for the Super Bowl and stayed a night at her place. Right. And then after that,
What's that like staying at your daughter's place?
It was supposed to be a 3-night stay.
You stayed one night?
That should tell you all you need to know.
See you later.
No.
It was dirty and smelly?
No.
Oh, that would be
cold.
My son's place.
It was cold.
It was cold?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. It wasn't... The temperature wasn't right for you, so you left your daughter's place?
Dude, I woke up, and you could see your breath. I woke up, and there was a thin film of ice in the john, in the commode, in her place.
But that's what blankets are for.
I had a blanket. Then I also had a hotel room that was 72 degrees. I went there.
You're kidding. You ditched your daughter and said, I don't care if you freeze. I'm leaving this place.
Plus, the drill was, she has four roommates. There's five of them. Mm. And
they don't go to bed early.
No, and, and it's funny. I'm on the couch trying to sleep at 2:30 in the morning, having flown across country, and her roommates are watching, you know, House of Love 5 on MTV.
What is House of Love 5?
Some reality show.
How does a series get to 5? And I haven't even heard
of
it.
That's not a real series.
No, I'm amalgamating all the MTV reality TV. It was some hoochie mama who used to be on A Rock of Love, who spun off and got her own reality I Want to Love You show.
Yeah.
28 idiot guys trying to win the affection and heart
so
of
it's like a bachelorette kind
bachelorette
of thing.
Bachelorette on MTV, which means it's skankier, dumber, drunker, meaner.
Skankier, dumber, drunker bachelorette.
Right. Was it Tila Tequila?
No, it was a white chick with a big fake boobs. And
someone will know the show.
Oh, that's VH1. That's Daisy.
I believe all
Daisy,
our...
It was Daisy. It was.
All of our texters watched the show. You jumped a gun
them.
On
Awful.
Them. Yeah.
I don't need them for this. This is what I'm good at.
If it's lowbrow, Jody will have it as well.
Anyway, I started fake snoring to let them know that I was... trying to sleep on the couch.
You thought fake snoring would make them go to bed? No, it made them turn the TV up.
They totally did.
All right, so she'll be home this summer. What do you want to accomplish this summer?
Well, she's coming into town because, you know...
For how long?
For just a week. And she had to really fight to get the week off.
Of course.
Because she's, like I said, she's doing great. She's got a management job now. When the job she moved to New York for folded up and dried up and went away, the company... started up a little shop in Manhattan, and she was managing that. They found the rent in Midtown Manhattan was nuts, and it wasn't a viable business practicality to keep a boutique open. They closed down. And she got snatched up by these guys at Bumble and Bumble.
A texter says that Bumble and Bumble was founded in Bellingham.
I think probably that's right.
That's cool.
But the Bumble and Bumble people who used to work with her when she managed the boutique fell in love with her, and when she lost her gig, they said, hey, come work for us. They started her... You know, you can't just bring a kid who's 24 in to be a manager because people who've been there for 10 years or more won't respect her. She'll have to earn that. So she worked about 6-8 months for this company. They put her in management training. She's ascended to managing. Hmm. She's managing people.
They call it ascending?
Yeah. That's what you do. You climb the ladder.
That's what we used to call it when the Pope would make someone a saint. They ascend to sainthood.
Well, it's been a miracle that she's done it, so I think it's a likely...
That's amazing, yeah.
Ascending to middle management.
So again, when she comes home, what are you going to do?
Let her see friends, because I know she wants to. She had a great community here of friends that she
loved.
So
she's going to stay at your place and see all her friends.
Yeah. But she's mostly going to spend time with her little sister. That's the biggest. That's the reason she's coming home.
That's nice.
Yeah, those two are crazy about each other and miss each other like mad. Darby's going to be in one of our summer camps that week, and it's the rock and roll camp, Rain City Rock Camp for Girls.
What's that?
Oh, dude. We started
teach you how to go goth? What is that?
Rain City Rock Camp for Girls. I would promote it, but they're already sold out this year. They do it every year. It's a girl camp for girls 8 to 14, and all they do is teach them rock and roll. They put them in bands. Well, we talked about this last year.
They teach them rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Girls.
So they teach them to play an instrument or fashion?
Yes, they do.
And drugs?
How to be a rock star.
Yes, they don't. What they do is they bring these girls in, and on day one, they sign up openings in camp. Camps fill up fast. Hmm. Equal number of drummers, singers, bassists, guitarists.
Is this like that movie School of Rock do they form bands?
Yes, and this movement started in Portland, but we got a great one here in Seattle, Rain City Rock Camp. Hmm. And they on Monday, they're put in a band randomly. and they're assigned homework to write a song. And the
they
girls,
write songs?
They write one song, and that week they practice, rehearse.
Can you write songs about how you hate authority and your parents when they're spending all this money to send you to rock camp?
Funny thing is, you can.
Yeah.
Apparently you can. My life sucks. My parents suck. Here I am stuck in this rock camp.
Who's the beautiful...
Da-da-da.
Thanks a lot, Mom. Who's the girl that came in and sang here in the studio that's on Macklemore's record, Same Love?
Hollis Wongware.
No.
Mary Lambert.
Mary Lambert.
She's one of the teachers.
No, but she came in and performed at lunchtime.
Oh, she performed for this camp.
Every day the girls come in and they have workshops on team building when you're little kids, conflict resolution, anti-bullying. Every day at lunchtime, a performer will come in and give a little mini lecture and performance. Later in the week, they design their own T-shirts and do silk screening. They got merch day. They take band photos. But the beauty is...
Do they ever reject anybody? Do they ever say, I'm sorry, your kid doesn't have any talent.
No, you can't
be in this camp.
And that's so cool. Kids come up there who really don't have any talent. But by the end of the week, they're on stage playing an instrument, singing their song.
A very positive environment.
Let me tell you something. I asked that question because I believe fervently that everybody has talent. I believe that their talent may not be in the direction you wish it was as their parent. It may not even be what they think they want to do, but that real good, empowering people who encourage people will eventually lead them to whatever their talent is, you know. And if they're drawn towards something, it means they have some talent in that area. It may not be obvious, but you should always go towards what you're interested in.
Absolutely.
And find it. So that's good.
Well, the thing culminates on a live showcase. Last year it was at the Crocodile Cafe. And I think it might be again this year,
too. It is again this year.
Okay.
So we can go see these kids at the end of the year?
Yes. I mean, I could show you, I could bore the tears out of you with a little video of Darby playing on stage at the Crocodile.
No, you're doing fine without the video.
Thanks very much. Ryan's going to make it home to see her little sister playing
that's
her rock
awesome.
Band. Yeah, yeah, and it's going to be great to have
dedicated
her here,
to building positive self-esteem in girls. It's a really cool thing.
It's a killer
thing.
You're going to make it after all.
Hey, speaking of which, we have some
serious
songs.
Great girl power songs.
All right, which girl power songs did you find?
Well, these are from the texters, and we got both songs from TV shows and just songs for the hell of it. First of all, if you're going to talk about women empowerment, you have to have the song from Flashdance, What a Feeling.
Women Empowered. Here we go.
Your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of
Jody is dancing all over the studio.
If we're not on TV right now, there's no God.
Yeah. That's big 80s stuff right there.
You could have just jumped to the hook, Pedro.
Boy, those are the 80s keyboards, too.
Listen.
What a feeling. So this was your jam. Yeah. Can't even talk to her. All right, that's a beautiful video.
Yeah, be a stripper.
That was a lot.
What do you mean, be a stripper?
The girl was a stripper in that movie. She was
a dancer.
She was a dancer. My apologies. She was an adult entertaining exotic dancer who wanted to be a ballet dancer.
She was a welder.
Yes, from the wrong side of the tracks.
All right. Wow, you know these female songs Jody.
Oh, man, that scene was hotter than a pistol.
I am tired.
You are exhausted.
That was a lot.
That counts. That's 50 calories. All right, so...
And we should trade... Peter, if you can find Joan Jett's version of Love Is All Around, the Mary Tyler Moore theme song.
She did that?
Joan Jett did a blazing version of that song. Oh, I mean...
Female empowerment.
Yeah.
More after these.
This is The Bob Rivers Show.
on 95.7 KJR.
It's Spike and the Impalers at the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now. The show is July 11th at 8 p.m. Would you like to hear Jody sing another song? She'll be doing some Joan Jett. Lee Oscar will play War's tune, Why Can't We Be Friends, with us, and a return engagement of Radar Love winner Tom Druin. Don't miss it. It's exciting. It's 25 years the Bob Rivers Show has been on, and Spike and the Impalers celebrate July 11th at Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now.
Folks, do yourself a favor and write this phone number down, 855-843-3010. 3010weightlossforlife.com is the website. You can go in and check it out for yourself, see some before and afters, and hear some testimonials. But I'm here to tell you right now, the stuff works. Yesterday, I went in for my weekly check-in at the Bellevue office, and great staff on hand there. They'd love to see you, take a look at where you're at, assess what you could be with a better mentality about food, set you up with a food program. And yesterday, I weighed in and dropped 5 pounds last week. I was expecting to cross the 40-pound threshold of the pounds I've lost since I started 12 weeks ago. Now I'm looking at 50. I'm going to keep going until I hit 50 pounds down, and it's going to happen this summer. 3010weightlossforlife.com or 855-843-3010. There's offices in Silverdale, Kent, and Bellevue. You should go in and check them out for yourself. They're really making a difference in my life. Joe is down even more than me. Bob, Lisa, there's so many friends of ours that have taken part in this program, and it works for them because it is literally for life. They'll make a difference in your life. 3010weightlossforlife.com.
Mainly dry with sun breaks, primarily Seattle northward with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid-70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Overlake Medical Center. At Overlake, they think the best way to care for neighbors is to be in the neighborhood. That's why they have 7 adult and family medicine clinics on the east side. To find a clinic near you, visit overlakehospital.org/clinics. Overlake Medical Center. We think about you.
Sit back, relax, and let Clipper Vacations whisk through scenic waterways to amazing Northwest adventures. Like beautiful Victoria, BC. Clipper round trip and overnight hotel from just $145. Or take a Clipper orca whale watching day trip starting at only $83. Details at clippervacations.com.
Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford here, and we've got a crisis on our hands. The construction teams had to start over on the new showroom floor, and it's cramped down here. The factory is continuing to ship us truckloads of the hottest new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs daily. We have no room, so we're dropping our prices to this year's all-time lows during June's biggest, baddest construction public sell-off event ever. New 2014 Escapes, 43 to choose from. Like this loaded 2014 Escape SE with EcoBoost, originally $25,955. Evergreen Ford price, just $19,955. Under $20,000 for a brand new Escape. You save $6,000 with Evergreen Ford discount, EcoBoost challenge, retail bonus customer cash, college or military discount. It's yours for only $19,955. Always more, always for less. Only at Evergreen Ford's biggest, baddest construction public sell-off sales event ever. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
150 negotiable doc service fee may be added to purchase price. VINs posted at dealership.
If you're facing prostate cancer, you may have concerns about potential side effects from treatment. Seattle Cancer Care Alliance Proton Therapy at ProCure Center offers a different way. A highly precise radiation treatment that minimizes radiation to healthy tissue, reducing the risk of side effects. At SCCA Proton Therapy, our goal isn't just to help you beat cancer today. It's about every day after that. To learn more or get a second opinion, visit SCCAProtonTherapy.com.
Every week, more great acts are being added to the 2014 Summer Concert Series at the Deepwater Amphitheater near Lake Chelan. Just added, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Casey and the Sunshine Band, The Village People, plus a four-act show including Winger, Warrant, Firehouse, and Jack Russell's Great White. Check our website often to get the best seats for newly added concerts. CallvilleCasinos.com. The 2014 Deepwater Amphitheater Concert Series at Mill Bay Casino in Manson near Lake Chelan.
Ready to bring your home up to the 21st century? Whether it's a kitchen remodel with new countertops, cabinets, and layout, or a sparkling new bathroom with modern fixtures like a vessel sink or freestanding tub, your first stop should be Morgan's Kitchen and Bath. They'll make sure you have all the information you need, realistic expectations, and competitive pricing for the latest innovations. Need inspiration? See some of Morgan's recent projects at morgansonline.com. Morgan's, where Seattle goes for all.